Okay, so we're rolling into the second day of minicamp here. Pretty much the same continuation of what we did yesterday. Continue to do a lot of teamwork and try to keep getting as ready as we can to get our scheme installed so we can head to training camp with a good base. And so, not much new on this end. Well, you know, Adrian's done a good job. He's worked hard, very professional. You know, has a real good attitude, has a lot of experience. You know, we'll see how all the rest of it plays out. But I think I would imagine probably what they were referring to is just the way that he carries himself, the way he goes about his job. And, you know, works hard, smart guy, he's experienced, and has really tried to learn and buy into our program and, you know, do everything he can to find a way to contribute. So I think he's very well respected.
How much of the system or the playbook did you really install during this stretch of the offseason? Is there a percentage that you can point to?
No, but I'd say pretty significant. You know, definitely over half, let's put it that way. There's a lot of things we don't do, a lot of situational things and situational plays and some adjustments and things like that. And but, you know, it's a foundation, it's a base, and definitely everything we do from here will build on what we've done. So I think that's really the important thing. But it's a pretty good chunk.
So how are some of the new receivers, like Danny and Michael Jenkins, grasping that scheme and sort of finding a group
of
time?
How does it, I'm
how,
sorry.
How are those two new receivers grasping the scheme?
You know, I think the ones that are out there are doing, they're making progress. Every day is important, and we've gone through our regular passing, third down passing, red area, 2 minute, and all those things. We've handled a lot of blitz situations. So, you know, we've covered a lot of information there, a lot of situations. The guys that have been out there have gotten a lot of reps and a lot of experience at it. And, of course, the guys that haven't have gotten the classroom work but not the on-the-field work. So they're obviously behind but not as far behind as they would be if they weren't getting all the classroom and film work.
When you look at chemistry between a quarterback and a receiver, I mean, is it something that you usually see right away, or is it something that is more of a process?
I'd say it's a process. Well, certainly it is what it is to this point, but we'll go through a lot of situations that we haven't begun to approach yet, game situations and game conditions, so that we can't simulate that yet. Well, most of the time when we bring players in for workouts, it's one-day workouts, and it's just, you know, maybe with one or two other players or a coach. So you have a coach holding bags, or you have whatever the player's position is. You have him working out on air or against minimal resistance or, you know, minimal competition. So in a practice session, you have a practice session. In a mini camp, you have three practice sessions, so it's actually a much longer and better look at a player than you would have if you just took him out there on the field by himself and ran him around a bunch of cones and bags and stuff like that. So it's as good as we can do. This is as good an evaluation as we can get. So we'll see how they will evaluate them relative to other players at their position, understanding that they're new and they're behind, but just how they pick things up and how they do at the things that they are thrown into. I think everybody out there is pretty much in the same boat. Just trying to get better day by day. Other guys, some guys are starting at different points. He's obviously starting at points different than where other players were. So they're all moving along. Guys that are out there are making progress. Guys that aren't there are doing what they can do, and they're falling behind.
You obviously did a lot of work on him, I assume, when he came out of the draft. I mean, with the limited snapshot you saw yesterday, pretty consistent with remember studying from him coming out of the draft?
Yeah, I don't think evaluating players, you know, on a couple plays is really, really good practice. So we'll wait till we have a little bit more information, make our evaluations as a staff, talk about players kind of after a chunk of time, after we've had a chance to, you know, see things. But you get a lot of guys, you know, I mean, any player you put out there, first day is, you know, kind of learning experience, and as you do it the second, third, fourth time, just like when we all do anything multiple times, we get better at it, hopefully, get more experience, get more comfortable, and do it better. So I don't think that's any different than any football player at any position.
With a player like Tim, when you bring in a guy who maybe has some flexibility and versatility, would you want to start him at one position, let him learn that a little bit, and then see what he can do afterwards, or would that vary from player to player?
Yeah, each player is different.
So it wouldn't necessarily be like, you know, there's no formulaic way to start with them. Just say, hey, we want you to just learn this spot first, and then after that, go.
Well, you got to start somewhere. So wherever the starting point is what it is, and then you grow to wherever you grow to.
Coach, good morning. Historically, you've sort of been buttoned up in the media. That's been kind of what you've done. And I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about the advantages that gives your football team or the disadvantages that it helps avoid.
You know, you guys ask me a question, I try to answer it the best I can. Yeah, well, yeah, he's a New England guy, so St. John's, and like several other college coaches from this area, so Billy O'Brien, so forth.
When did that spark, when did that connection with you guys?
I mean, he's been in coaching for a while, so, yeah, but, you know, Brian's been supportive, had a great year out there at Notre Dame, and he's back in the area, so it's good to have him here. Further along. Yeah, a lot further along. Made a lot of progress since then. Now we have a long way to go.
Bill, how would you break down the group work versus the individual work in a 3-day session like this?
It's almost all, most everything we do is group work. There's a short part of individual work, but most of that will come in training camp when we really get a chance to execute the techniques. And the positions will be able to work, you know, at full tempo or as full tempo as we can be in training camp with pads and all that. Without pads, there's some things we can do, but I think the benefit more is to teamwork and group work, where we can get our communication and sort of get the total picture, get an understanding of the entire play. And then the specific techniques, I know we're behind in, but that's something that we'll do in training camp. And that's what training camp's for, is a lot of your fundamental work, which will hopefully carry you through the season, and we hopefully will already have a decent background and understanding of what we're doing based on this spring.
I know you've only had one day with Tebow, but have you been able to see anything in his mechanics or his throwing that looks better or different?
Yeah, well, like I said, we're not going to get into a minute-by-minute evaluation of players. I don't think that's the way to go, especially at this time of year.
Obviously, OTAs are technically voluntary, but what's your reaction?
That is what it is. We all know what the rules and the guidelines are, and that's what they are.
Do it affect a player's position on TMP, chooses not to be here?
It is what it is. We don't make the rules.
When you have rookies that are able to participate in this part of the offseason, how difficult does it make the start of training camp for them, or are they maybe a little behind? Or?
Definitely behind, yeah. Definitely behind. I mean, any player that's not out there is behind. Now, the fact that they're not out there is then the best thing for them, because they need to get physically healthy and rehab whatever condition they have. So that's more important than them being out there. But if they were healthy and they could be out there, they would gain more from being out there than not being out there. So, but let's, you know, do the best we can with each individual player and do what's best for them. The guys that are out there are out there. The guys that can't be out there are working hard, and hopefully they'll be out there as soon as they can. And we have guys in different stages of that process. So when they're ready, they're ready, and when they're not, then they're working to get ready. All right, thank you.